track 12. Our feature item is from My Wildlife by Andrew Cooper. It's titled Getting a Real Buzz in a Wildflower Meadow. It's read by Lorna and Charmaine.
One of the greatest pleasures in life must surely be walking through a wild flower meadow that is humming and chirping with life, especially on a warm summer morning with birds still busy raising their young and the occasional rustle from some little creature in the undergrowth. But there are still times that take my breath away. Standing still, hardly daring to breathe in case I frighten what had just leapt into view. The fox cub was probably as surprised as me. Luckily, when the youngster briefly looked away after being distracted by a playmate, I slowly raised my camera. One photo, 1 second, and they were both gone, leaving me with a big smile and the memory of a special wild encounter that day. A reminder, as if it were needed, that we are lucky to live in such a beautiful, nature-rich county, but that cannot be said for elsewhere. Although the southwest of England may still have many wildflower meadows, the fact is that many more have already gone. But it is never too late to create a new one. Indeed, if it were not for the unstinting efforts of a veritable army of volunteers and the dedicated staff of wildlife trusts, we might have even less.
Plans are now afoot to redress the decline. New wildflower meadows are being created by using harvested seed from nearby flower-rich fields. Sourcing locally maintains species diversity, essential for natural health. Using locally grown wild seed and tree saplings maintain the vibrance of wild plant life. This also dramatically increases the number of different animals, especially insects and other bug life, while making plants more resistant to disease. The creation of new meadows for wildlife or restoring ones recently lost just needs time and suitable wild seed. If coupled with knowledge and experience management, the newly sown meadows will thrive. Even better news is that countless young woods and wild meadows are already being established, with many more planned. But there is another, perhaps more vital ingredient, and that is our sensible enjoyment of the wildest parts, moorland, mountain, and wider countryside. The continual unseen disturbance of nesting birds in spring, accidental summer fires and increasing pollution, if not curbed, will ultimately impact us all. The need for a vibrant, colourful and buzzing natural world is essential for our own well-being. So perhaps we should never underestimate the thrill of a close encounter of the really wild kind.